Let's talk about Adele. And Adele, the singer, has been accused of cultural appropriation following her latest Instagram update, which includes a picture of the singer wearing a traditional African hairstyle. Adele shared a picture of herself wearing a Jamaica flag bikini and Bantu knots, which are small coiled buns typically associated with people of African descent. The singer was, maybe some people might say, celebrating the Notting Hill Carnival, and she was lamenting that it wasn't the same this year. On the line, we're joined by founder chairperson of African Irish Society of Wicklow, Catherine Kaya Murphy. Hello to you, Catherine.
Hi, Nicklan. How are you?
Good morning. Great, great stuff. Thanks for joining us this morning.
What do you think
of this controversy about Adele?
Yeah, well, the thing is that I would understand the people that are very angry with what Adele has done. And the reason behind is that when a dominant culture is culturally appropriating a minority culture, it's not necessarily for the sake of sharing our culture or knowing our stories. It looks like it's exploitation. Basically, what it looks like that he's the dominant member of a dominant culture exploiting the minority cultural elements for the benefit of themselves. Now, here, some of the things that can come out of this is that maybe down the line, these Bantu knots will be attributed to Adele rather than the actual African people.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, it's for things like that. That's why people are so outraged, because when you see a black woman wearing Bantu knots, there's no fuss about it, you look shabby. People might say that you look shabby, you are not even accepted to go to the office wearing that. Whereas if a celebrity, a white person wears that, all of a sudden it becomes a trend, and then it's attributed to them, and then they might even decide to own copyright of that style, which is so ridiculous when they're actually people that have been wearing that for various reasons. And for Africans, the reason why people wear Bantu knots is for, first of all, it's for protective style. It's the protective style for black women, because I don't know if you know the nature of black people's hair, but it's very prone to breakage. So it needs a lot of protective styling. It needs a lot of care. And one of the styles is the Bantu knot, which has been passed on from generations to generations. You put them on and you leave it on for a while to avoid manipulating your hair, like brushing it every day, so you'd have a protective style such as Bantu knot. And then maybe after a week or 2 weeks or 3 days, you take them out, and then you have your lovely curls. It's a protective style, and also a fashion.
I take all those points, Catherine. But, you know, could she have been innocent in this? Because she is celebrating London. Now, as you know, London is not like England. London is, you know, you could be sitting in a restaurant with somebody from the Ivory Coast or Senegal or Bangladesh or anywhere. It's a melting pot of so many different cultures. And part of the culture around Notting Hill and that part of West London is the Notting Hill Carnival. And could she just be, you know, innocently saying, look, it's terrible shame about this COVID thing, and we're not enjoying Notting Hill the way we usually do. So what I'm going to do is promote it and celebrate it in my way.
Maybe she comes from a good place. Well, we know Adela, she's a good lady and everything. Maybe she comes from a good place, but because of everything that is associated with the dominant culture, culturally appropriating the minority culture, and sometimes not even acknowledging the struggles of the minority culture, that's where the issue lies. Well, she might have a very good intention with that, and she might have a diverse pool of friends from all over the world, but it's just the fact that she is, she's a celebrity there, and she's a white person. That is very strong. It sends a strong message to the world, really. So for factors like that, I think it's very hard to say, but I think she comes from a good heart, but maybe she should have consulted one of her friends of a minority background, I'll say.
Be more aware. She probably doesn't know about it because she's probably learning a lot today about African culture.
She's probably learning so much about what Bantu knots entails, the origin of Bantu knots, because it's a whole group of people, Bantu people, sub-Saharan Africa, which has more than 600 tribes in it, and all those tribes have different languages.
Right,
but the struggle is the same, like Bantu knots and African hairstyles. When we wear our hair out and about, we all always get them. Even when you do the Google search, you never see a black person's hairstyle coming up as a professional style, as a knit style. It always comes as a shabby hairstyle.
Really? I've never noticed that, but I'll watch out for that. Do a Google search
and you see that. It's the European type of hair that passes as the appropriate, a more acceptable style. Now, some people might say that black people are also appropriating white people's culture. But what people have to know here is that we've been colonized. And also we've been, for the likes of America, it's been more of a slave trade, but in Africa it's been a colonization. And when this colonization came in, the Europeans themselves brought in these styles. They did not want us to, for them, they did not want us to look shabby. So they had us all have either the hair straightened or have the hair cut short. That impact is...
That's a very subjective term as well, shabby, isn't it? I mean, that's somebody's notion of the way things should be.
Yes, exactly. That everybody has to look a particular style. If you're not looking like, if you're not looking Caucasian type of look, then you are not smart. You're not professional. You don't need to be going to the office like that. So that has had an impact. For instance, where I'm coming from in Tanzania, and most of public schools, about 98% of public schools over there, the rule is to cut the hair short, whether you're a male or a female. Nobody's allowed to braid their hair. Nobody's allowed to grow their hair. Now you can imagine going to school looking at everybody's short hair, short to your calf. Looking at boys. You can imagine. And that has resulted from the time when colonialism came and introduced schools. They wanted everybody to look in uniform and to look smart in their standards. And in doing so, they introduced the rule where everybody, girls and boys, have short hair. And that has
stayed
on until today.
Thanks for explaining everything, Catherine. I have to tell you something. We've got St. Patrick's Day, and the way certainly in other countries they celebrate with these big red beards and these tall hats, they're welcome to this, misrepresentation of our culture. So I wish we could get rid of all that personal view. But anyway, great to talk to you. We'll talk again, Catherine.
All right. Thanks, Declan. Thank you.